Brilliance Audio presents
The Search for Maggie Ward by Andrew M. Greeley. The author's dedication. For Marilyn James, who will remember the time and the places, if not the people. We shall be young again. We shall laugh again. Part 1. Andrea King. Chapter 1. The first time I saw her, I thought she was a ghost. Her appearance and my instinctive reaction to the uncanny vibrations I felt are as vivid in my imagination as though it all happened yesterday instead of 40 years ago. Bing Crosby was singing Old Buttermilk Sky on a wheezy jukebox in the Railroad Station Cafe in Tucson. I'll never forget the date, July 22, 1946. The station smelled of steam, stale water, dried human sweat, and burned bacon. There were only a handful of weary people sitting in the sticky cafe, all of them surely wishing they were somewhere else. She's dead. I put down my faintly sour grapefruit juice and stared. Like a good group commander, I tried to analyze my reaction. It made no sense at all, I informed the intelligence officer lurking in the back of my brain. You're alive today, sir, because you pay attention to your instincts. My impression that she was unearthly passed quickly. I disregarded it because it had been recorded in a brain dazed by habitual depression, a lifetime of bizarre romantic fantasy, months of terrifying nightmares, and a night-long drive across the desert. Milk-white skin, pale blue eyes, slender ethereal body, brown skirt, white blouse already wet at the armpits, she slipped through the chairs and the tables, dragging a heavy piece of cardboard luggage in one hand, somehow...